Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide on your side.
on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. We bring to you A&M University Topic, Africa Reaching Forth Diaspora. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And tonight we have our featured guest in regards to the topic, Africa Reaching Forth Diaspora, the great and legendary master sound therapist, Huni Bakatun, and also elder of Pan-African culture, my great village elder, Donald J. Brown. And in regards to this topic of Africa Reaching Forth Diaspora, the question is, like, what is the African diaspora? And the African diaspora is melanated people of African descent and heritage living outside of the continent of Africa, irrespective of their citizenship, found in North America's USA, Canada, the Caribbean, Central and South America, including Brazil, Suriname, French Guiana, and Guyana, and also Europe. And when thinking about this, that of with the African diaspora, with it has grown to become such an important source of foreign exchange for Africa, that Communion had designated it as the sixth development zone, with the others out of the total regions, the five out of the six. You have West Africa, East Africa, Central Africa, Southern Africa, and Northern Africa. And when we think about the five, these five regions, that altogether they make up a strong fist when working together. Now with the sixth, when we think about the sixth region, with that being, you know, it would be the force, you know, whenever it comes to having five, it will be that creative force. You know, when we think about all of the access to technology and knowledge and education that's coming from North America's USA, Canada, Caribbean, Central and South America, including the indigenous cultures as well, and of the indigenous peoples. And when we think about how everyone operates in those different environments and working together with Africa, how beautiful that would be. The clothes, the methods, the techniques, whenever it comes to language, learning how to communicate with one another, share knowledge with one another, and actually being able to, excuse me, being able to exchange love. Love bringing on sharing, bringing on patience to learn, patience to be able to follow instructions from one another, to be able to learn each other's environment, to be able to operate socially a lot better, and to be able to learn and to be able to develop legacies, such as things that we will create together. You know, where some people, far as making clothing, and others making machines that make the clothing, you know, those collaborations of education and of how we communicate within our dwellings and in our environments as well. When it comes to that collaboration, those are very important things to think about and to consider, you know, especially with that creative force of love and sharing. And tonight, I would like to present to you a strong elder of mine, is Huni Bakatun. And this communication is very important. And Elder Huni, would you please like to share for some words for our melanated people tonight?
Yes, indeed, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, so let me introduce myself to some and reintroduce myself to others. I am the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, Integrant Architect of the Universe. Okay, now, for everyone who's tuning into this show tonight, this could possibly be one of the best advancements that we need so bad in this day and time. And I'm looking forward to hear what the elder has to say, the other special honored guests. And I also want to take time to acknowledge you, Ambassador Wadat Mentu Hotep L, okay? You are nothing but one of the best of our day and time. I have seen many people come before you, and you know you got my unending support, as well as Miracle Miriam, and as well as the Master Teacher and Chief Elder, John D. Henry, and so many others, okay? We're here to rally around you. We're here to offer guidance and protection to you and others like you, okay? So tonight is very important. Anyone who's tuning into this show tonight, stop what you're doing and reach out to everybody. It's very important because we as a people have been separated and divided for far too long. And if you listen to this show tonight, there's a lot of things that was put in place to keep us separated and divided. And we know how spellcasting words are, right? Especially over here, those of us in West Africa with the misnomer of America. Anyone with common sense or anyone that have eyes to see, if you were to look at Pangaea, one of the ancient names, right? It fits right back into a puzzle. So this shore of America is nothing but West Africa. That's why when you look according to the European historians, the way that they taught it, right? Even before Columbus sailed here to America, those of us who are ancient people from that misnomer, West Africa, was already here. But they was described as, or we, and I'm speaking on behalf of my mother as she continued to travel on, right, was Native Americans that was already here. That's why certain, you know, books that they even put in their library say that they was here or we was here before the first slave sales got here, be it in the 14th, 15th, 16th, or even 17th slave sale. Okay, so that's one thing that we have to acknowledge. And all the tools and stuff that they was used to their advantage and our disadvantage, we have to also use those exact same tools. From being divided by language, from being divided by customs and culture, from being divided by social status, from being divided by how we look, as far as physical characteristics, all the things that they have used, the enemies amongst us in any and all form, right? They have used that to their advantage. But we have to use those exact same tools, okay? Be it the scriptures that they placed and beat us upside the head with and made us believe in it, right? We have to turn around and not only acknowledge it, but since this is what they use, we're going to turn around and use what is already in print, be it all the seven scriptures that came to us, if you religious in mind, from the Suhufian throughout El Quran, though all of those have its place, but they also have been used again to our disadvantage and other people's advantage. Okay, so that's some of the stuff that we're going to have in interaction. And if you will, Ambassador Wadat, I choose not to get in a discussion about it tonight because I don't want to leave you and anyone else disgusted. But we're going to interact with each other. We're going to have a great time. I already know that the Hall of Fame producer and DJ is going to do his part with these interludes, and I'm looking forward to hear what the other elder has to say. Okay? And on that note, I'm going to put it on pause and wait on your guidance, sir. Thank you.
All right. Wadat, you there? I hope he didn't fall out in the spirit and get himself together. But as he's getting himself together, We do have another track at this time. It's all about the Gap Band, y'all. Let's get it.
Yeah.
broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, and we're bringing to you A&M University topic, Africa Reaching for Its Diaspora. And I'm your host, Wadette Mentu Hotep L. Dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, as we return to this topic, Africa, Reaching for Its Diaspora, we have two references that had came to mind for us in regards during my studies. And you have prominent moments that had occurred in the 1990s. You have one at Kampala, Uganda. This is in regards to the African diaspora, far as in relationship with the Organization of African Unity, when the Organization of African Unity in May of 1991, where at the Conference on Security, Stability, Development, and Cooperation in Africa, known as the CSSDCA. During that conference that was held by the Organization of African Unity, and they had took on the responsibility of mainstreaming the African diaspora in the African Union, and it was the Conference on Security, Stability, Development, and Cooperation in Africa that had taken on that responsibility. And just to let it be known that the African Union, it originally was called the Organization of African Unity, and a portion of its founding fathers were Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, President Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana, and President Jomo Kenyatta of Kenya, and others. I was made aware about the Organization of African Unity by way of my elder and village father, Donald J. Brown, and who had made me aware of that, and through that relationship of myself being of the 80s generation and communicating with an elder who had imparted that knowledge to me in regards to history about organizations that whose goals are to organize our melanated people worldwide. And now also in the 90s, you have what have been established, the TAMARE in Eatonton, Georgia, where the indigenous peoples of the Amasi tribe of the Creek Nation, you know, had reestablished the land there, sacred land there. And Elder Hooney, my question is of actually a notice of a connection in regards to when the pyramids were built in Tamaré and the land being established for us in the 90s, with that, did that have as far as the impact and connection to in May 1991 with the Organization of African Unity? Because Dr. York put in a lot of work with our people, as far as in regards to helping us to learn how to connect from the Americas to Africa, with this helping us to know that language is important, and also that our skills are important too, as well as building. Elder Hooney, you please have a word in regards to the connection of May 1991 and with the Organization of African Unity, and also with the land being established, or the pyramids being established in the 90s in Eatonton, Georgia.
Yes, sir, Ambassador Wadette, I'll do my best. But even before we get to 1990, let me be clear about something. From 1963, the earliest publications of our sacred spiritual master teacher, long before he went into religious affiliation, he was known as Aminubi Rakata, okay? Faithful informer, soul of the tides, the original beings here, okay? So if you listen to that name or that Ren name, the attribute, okay, that was his purpose from 1963, 1967, 1969, before the coming of the opening, which, again, that's a three-year window. And those who know, know. From 1970, 1971, 1972, and 1973. So he started his mission from Mission Planet Earth, trying to take us back into that concept, okay? And you are a student of right knowledge, and you listen to that series, or you have read that series. He always described us as Nubian, Kushite, Ethiopian, Ta'ite, okay? We're all one and the same as a people, okay? And that, by doing that, not only was it acknowledging us, our bloodline and our tie to not just what they're calling Kush or Ethiopia and Northeast, again, the misnomer, Africa, right? But the entire planet, the original ether people, okay, that lead us back. And again, I got to give you credit where credit is due. You are bringing awareness for us to acknowledge ourselves as spiritual beings or soul beings long before the physical incarnation here. Okay, so all of these things is very important. But if you look at those flags that we had from the Ansar rule from 1970 to 1990, and again, that's a three-year window, okay? But if you look at some of the flags that we had from the Mati flag that originally was black, red, and green, right, and not red, black, and green, you also have to acknowledge the movement and much respect to those brothers that you name. But long before that, we have to put on record one of the beings that was actually he deserves credit for us reestablishing ourselves here in the shores of America throughout the rest of the world. So we have to give credit to Marcus Moshiach Garvey, okay, and the being who he met, which actually gave him that flag. But he actually made the link from those who are what they call Jamaican descent, right, as well as a certain portion of the ancient Kenyans, ancient Aswanians, ancient Sudanese, right, with that same flag. And during the time in which Marcus Garvey was born, that was right near, as we acknowledge, the rightful and the true Mati that actually came. And we're talking about the grandfather of who we know as the sacred spiritual master teacher, Dr. Malachi V. York. So if you look at that movement before the opening, we took us back to the point of when we had our glory as Aphrodites or pharaohs, as the gods and the goddesses or the kings and queens. And we was people of great substance and great rulership. That was the idea from the early 60s all the way to 1970. But even during the Ansaru Allah movement from 1970, and again, that's a three-year window, to 1990 or 1993 before the land was purchased here in Edenton, Georgia. So we always dealt with the unification of the people that was there from the east over here with us to the west, all over that particular great continent as a whole. And that took us from north, east, south, as well as West Africa. And again, right here in America, we are nothing but West Africans as Native Americans that also have been divided and conquered. And then we got so many different tribes that's going in every which way but loose. But thanks to you, thanks to me and other elders that's coming together and putting anything that the enemies have used against us, we're going to put that aside. Okay, we're going to put that aside and look at the only real head, and that's our overall liberation in regards to wherever we're at on this planet. Okay, so I have to make sure I took time to do that. And then, of course, by the time we got to Tamaray that was purchased, we had so many people that was coming in and out of America from all over the world, you know, from the original Native Americans, every chapter, and that's why Tamaray was so important. That's why those, you know, 19 acres was cultivated. And if you look at all of the flags that were flown with all of the deities down that lane, it represent our own embassy. That was our own embassy for us to acknowledge, because no one else is taking time to acknowledge us, not in any real sense of the word or commerce. Okay? So Tamaray was something that we should have never, ever lost, and we're going to talk about that in due time. Okay? So that African movement, that African sense of unity, it actually came long before the religious affiliation, but you and I know this, Ambassador Wydad, as well as the people who listen to the who's this show live and direct, they know that even when we deal with a lot of the things that had kept us separated, one of the main tools that was used was religion. Okay? So that's why I was very That's why it was very important. That's why it was very important for him to go into religions, because that's what most of us, if that makes sound right sense to you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I thank you, Elder. And we're going to continue on this journey of opening up the eyes of all of us, you know, so we know that organizing ourselves is important, and also what groundwork has been laid, you know. So at this point in time, you know, we have that. We were able to apply our creativity and our ability to learn, you know, because Dr. Malachi York, and as well as with others of the African Union, you know, they want us to come together on skills, learning, care, and compassion. And Brother O, take us into the next track.
You were the girl that changed my world. You were a girl for me.
broadcasting to you live from Lagos, Nigeria, bringing to you A&M University topic, Africa, Reaching for Its Diaspora, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, and I am your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentu Hotep L, and with our featured guest, Huni Bakatun, Master Sound Therapist. And to continue this conversation about Africa reaching for its diaspora, on rehashing, we have the work of Dr. Malachi Z. York that has been going on since 1963 up until this day, you know, inspiring, you know, many people to be creative and innovative, and even such as myself, where the knowledge of having an attentive ear, attentive eyes, and also far as considerate behavior and compassionate behavior, especially in a classroom setting, and being able to pay attention to what instructors and teachers are saying, and also loving what of being able to study and examine information to be able to be a benefit not only to myself but to others as well. Way of learning, a way of being, far as about absorbing information for a positive purpose, you know, to channel creativity in a constructive way, helps, and it does move people to create for the well-being of men, women, young adults, and children. And so seeing that in far as creative fields that are associated with agriculture and manufacturing, like precision machining, where it deals with art and creativity, Dr. York is always about people learning, especially comprehending what's going on in their environment, whether if it is the household rules, laws, or local rules, laws. So you are being an upright person, you know, the best person that you can be to support for the well-being of men, women, young adults, and children. And now, in regards to timeline-wise, what we had mentioned earlier was about Dr. York's work far as in regards to from 1963 up to 1990. You have the land that was the pyramids that were established in the land of Edenton, Georgia, and how that had even brought Tibetan monks. It attracted Tibetan monks, people of the school of thought in regards to Christianity and Islam, where everyone was in communication, sharing culture and sharing language. And in the May 1991, you have the Organization of African Unity that is currently called the African Union, where of a conference that was in regards on the security, stability, development, and cooperation in Africa, they took on the responsibility of mainstreaming the African diaspora, which is melanated people of the Americas and of Europe. And where in regards to of connecting our skills together and connect and be able to operate together cohesively. And when looking at these two particular connections, far as from Dr. Malachi Z. York's work and also other elders before him impacting to cause such an occurrence, a cohesion to be brought about, that with that cohesion being brought about, there's a framework that had came about out of Nigeria from African movement worldwide. That's a socio-cultural, you know, people living together, performing their ways of life, cooperating together in language and also in exchange of skills, and economic organization, far as in regards to how they exchange products, minerals, and resources. And now the Africans movement worldwide is called the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, and it's registered in the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and Its goal was to recover lost African cultural heritage and restore original languages of the people scattered around the world by using research and technology application to restore peace, trust, unity, and diversity in the investment window. Now, the reason why this was brought up is because that you have the prior events of the impact of elders before Dr. Malachi Z. York, and also the work that he has done and how it's impacting people to be creative, to be an asset for supporting the well-being of their environment and themselves as well, on into where the African Union is reaching out to the diaspora, you know, for and requesting for us to be organized and to make the connection and the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, providing a framework, you know, that's based on helping us recover lost language and cultural heritage. This is reminiscent and reminds me of Dr. York's far as strong desire for us to stay strong in comprehending language, and also far as where he had highlighted us to our ancient scripts of language as well. And this plays a role definitely in regards to being able to comprehend each other's rules, ways of measuring behavior or measuring inside of our skilled crafts as well. And in regards to this domino effect of impact, where of Pan-African impact of all of us, all of those who are elders among us who have seen our problems and see them today, that want us all to come together on knowing how to live a balanced life together, and also knowing how to exchange properly together and use education properly to be able to do so. Elder Hooney, in regards to this, to of the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, that's been founded by Deba Alade Echenije, you know, out of Nigeria, that in regards to this impact of wanting to recover our heritage and recover our original languages so we're able to cooperate well together, from the impact that you have experienced in your life culturally, to be able to see a thing like this happening with such purposes and missions being brought about to make a connection, how do you feel as far as about this?
That's a very good question. I feel great about it because it's time for it. It is literally time for it, you know, because for so long we have been divided and separate amongst ourselves, okay? So what we're going to do is anyone that is reaching out to us from any part of what they're calling Africa, that great continent, or as Native Americans over here in America, or anywhere else on this world, on Mother Earth, this entire planet, which belongs to us, because we're the first descendants of it, okay? So what I want us to do is not push anyone away. But here's something I want us to really, really think about, those of us who have been stranded here on the shores of America in any form, be it nation, be it a Native American, or, you know, one of the people that was kidnapped, stolen away, or cast away here in the shores of America. And so there's a very unique plan that was put in place. So I know there's a lot of things within our movement today that's concentrating on Nigeria, but hey, you know, and we all know that we are broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Our producer, Hall of Fame producer, is a rightful descendant from that great part of the entire Mother Earth or that particular continent, okay? So I'm definitely not against it. Like with me, I didn't descend from Nigeria, but I know some of us have, and many of us have, especially over here in America, thinking that we are Americans, but we don't. Well, I don't say some of us. Of course, I do. But there's a lot of people that has been classified as Americans, but because of that language barrier that you mentioned, Ambassador Wyatt, that's one of the things that had kept us separated. Now, with me, I'm third generation from the land of Aswan and Nuba, but we are my grandfather. But if trust me, because I've been there many times, and there hasn't been any physical features of the so-called African-American that can't be found in various parts of what they're calling Africa. So I embrace it wholeheartedly. I look forward to us because do you know most of the wealth that has been stolen and took control by the British and other people who came along lately, who's not even native to this planet, but somehow, some way, they took control, and the key word is took. And I want us to be real, real clear about something. For any of the Native Americans or Africans or whatever we have been called, you got to stop expecting Europeans or anyone else to give us something. You have to take it back. You have to take it back.
Elder, I hear you 100% on that, because and when doing that, it takes that knowledge and using our willpower to be dedicated to put information together and to also pass it on to one another and also and keep up the connection, you know, to keep projects going, projects moving, keep a record of what our small social issues are, and also the constructive issues in regards to like our environment too, and making it our due diligence to use that as our education to keep our minds busy all the time, and then we end up seeing the development come about, you know. And so in regards to as far as like lessons about like sound right reasoning, healthy and correct decision making, thinking about those things in regards to our skills, and then of where that's coming from, where that phrase itself came from, Dr. Malachi York, you know, that and that helped me to be able to pay attention to how my own mind can work in regards to of focus, in regards to vocabulary and being precise with words, but not only just with that, but also colors as well in regards to art, but then how that works inside of a whole entire ecosystem with other people in other countries just by just thinking outside my own box. And also seeing others who have been impacted as well, such as Elder Hooney also, and also Chief Elder John Henry, Miriam Canty, you know, even Elder Brown as well, you know. And so, and also being around and seeing how just on a daily basis of how our people are when it comes to rhythm, not only just dance, not only just lyrics, but also whenever we're executing tasks together. And so whenever we're looking at tasks that are before us when it comes to coordinating and collaborating with other people in our local areas on into other countries, and seeing that we're able to actually learn from one another, because we have different things going on in our environments where our water lines are much different in our neighborhoods than it is in Africa, you know. But being able to share what similar issues or problems that we have, and then from there, see how they're similar, see how they're different, you know, that all comes along with care and compassion, you know, being able to have that care to actually share about a particular situation and use it on the trestle board to work it out together as one. And then to build and collaborate from there, and all, because it gives more honor. It makes education more practical. And then those basic small points, especially the love for learning, and loving to learn to look at detail for a positive purpose, for a constructive purpose. Those are things that Dr. Malachi York was about, and also my parents as well, you know, because they were always about be precise with what you're doing. And also when you develop a plan, stick to it, make sure that it is a positive one and a constructive one. And so when we even look at how people are or focused, you know, just like as if in a focused unit to get land, to develop on it, to actually have ourselves grab a hold of our creativity, to be able to grab a hold of our own lives. And so to see, and from even talking about it, you know, you can feel that impact, that motivation from charisma, from talents being brought together, working in the unit, just like, you know, a coalition or whatnot. Now, in regards to that type of cohesion, I'm appreciative that the Association of African Descendants Worldwide is bringing what it is to the descendants of Africa. You know, for the fact that what it's bringing forth is of a system that is able to help us have in place our ancient leaders of melanated tradition, and as well as, you know, those who are prominent skilled people, you know, as far as especially adults and young adults, you know, who want to be advocates for their local areas. And so in regards to this, you know, people can contact me, you know, at 917-691-0842 to know more about that and how to get involved, you know, as far as in regards to this, this being able to, as far as make this connection, as far as with Africa, you know, from the Americas. And before we go to the track, just always know that care and compassion in regards to being patient with one another whenever it comes to learning, and also sorting out problems and developing solutions. It all goes a long way. DJ Olansky, take us to the track.
Things I've said. by our confusion, but baby, we can always count on me. When it's all over, when it's all over, you can always count on me.
We want to apologize to all the folks that couldn't come on tonight. We hope on our next episode of A&M University we do a better job of getting people on. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have an outstanding new intern. His name is Sol T. Williams. And, of course, his poetry will last forever. Premise about reality and spirituality combined. Tomorrow night, the O&E Host Intern Show, 9:30 Eastern. Your lifetime on these O&E stations. Of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the O&E, which is O&E Angels Enterprise Resource at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime Time on it, Beverly.com. We're in Ghosty Time both on Twitter and Instagram, O&E and Ghosty at Facebook, Google Plus, O&E Malaria Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, A&M, as well as their store. Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or whatever programming tonight, olaylay, down in Goodsville, mya@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the National Inter Radio Producing Serenity for the class of 2021. Ola Delaney, Wayne Goodsville, saying good night, and good luck to all the folks on the show that support us on a constant basis tonight. I want to thank our also enshrined Huni Bakatoon for coming on tonight and being part of this broadcast. And for the next 1 minute and 22 seconds of the going to program, you have YJ, Mental Hotel L. Let's get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for tuning in tonight. And thank you, Elder Huni, for tuning in onto the line as well. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to know more about the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, and you can please contact 917-691-0842, 917-691-0842, and also go to aadwworldwide.org, aadwworldwide.org. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and may the force be with you.